Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet, celebrating indie noises of the 90s, post-wave gems, and some new ones too. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Hello, welcome. It's Mike here. I'm in studio. I'm not in Penge anymore. I'm in Burnaby, British Columbia. Today on Noise of Carpet, we're going to start with the Voices of Angels, move through a booth of Wawa, sport it up with Quick Space, and we're going to catch some newies from Miso Extra and the House Plants, and maybe wrap it all up in a cozy PJ. There you go. Welcome to the show. This is Kate Pearson and REM on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. rainy afternoon, 1990. In a big city. Jeez, it's been 20 years. Candy. You were so fine.
Democracy Now, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Hi, we are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel, I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yes, that's James, a song called Tomorrow from an album called Wawa, which was released in 1994. It's basically, I think it's the outtakes and other songs that didn't make it on the album Laid. Brian Eno was listening to the band, performing and putting songs together during the Laid sessions, and realized that they had a lot of other material that maybe wasn't going to get onto that album, different concept or different sounds, and so he had one of his assistants record a lot of these songs just in one take, apparently, and put them out as this album called Wawa, which came out about a year after Laid, but was recorded at the same time. The start of the show was three songs. And they all featured singers from the B-52s, as you know. Let's start it from the ending. Iggy Pop from 1990, Brick by Brick, and a song called Candy. Iggy Pop is one of the reasons that all of the music that we listen to on the show is around, I would think. Very influential artist, Iggy, as you know. Candy, that's Kate Pearson from the B-52s, duetting with Iggy there. It's fantastic. And before that, B-52s from 1980, Wild Planet, Made in the Bahamas, Give Me Back My Man, and some... couple of contemporary reviews. Somebody labeled them, 1980 new wave kiddie novelty disco punk band, the B-52s. But this album is a cinch. This is according to another reviewer. I'm not sure where. Maybe on Billboard or somewhere. A cinch for hot rotation and rock-oriented disco. So that's the album Wild Planet, B-52s, their second album. If you don't know them, check them out. And they're from Athens, Georgia. And the first song of the set, that's R.E. You know about them, College Radio Darlings from the early 80s. This is 1991, massive album called Out of Time. And this is Me and Honey, which I've recently researched, that is a male perspective on pregnancy, commenting. And so based on a flip of a song by the 10,000 Maniacs called Eat for Two, I think Michael Stipe and Natalie Merchant were friends because he sang on one of their records in the late 80s. I forget what, in my time, I think. Forget the song. Anyway, check that out too. So Me and Honey, and that's Kate Pearson as well. Neglected to say it's Cindy Wilson on lead vocals with Give Me Back My Van, My Man. Or My Van, if you borrowed it. And again, B-52. So that's the Voices of Angels set from the Noise of Carpet. We are broadcasting from Coast Salish, unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. It's hot outside and it's hot in the studio today. So this is July. It's summer. So we're having a bit of fun today. So thank you for listening. Coming up next, this is a band that I recently ran into as well. They're called Quick Space Supersport, and they're led by a fellow that was in a band called the Faith Healers that came out of something called the Camden Lurch. Two Pure records, to the label Two Pure, at Stereolab and PG Harvey early on, and the Faith Healers, and they would play live sets quite often and record them. They're called Sausage Factory or something, and they would record them. And this band was a new band in 94, 95, a new rendition of the Faith, one of the fellows from the Faith Healers. So this is an interesting number. It's a little bit lengthy, so make yourself a cup of tea or two, and if it falls into the Stereolab orbit here for sure, and it's krautrock inspired, but it has a nice groove to it. So this song is called Super Plus. The band is Quick Space Supersport, and I think you'll enjoy it. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.